We've been looking at Surah Az-Zukhruf, which is the 43rd Surah of the Noble Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the kuffar. He mentioned the fact that this kuffar had attributed the angels as the daughters of Allah. وَجْعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذْنَمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا. They regard as females the angels who are the servants of Allah. Not only did they say they are the daughters of Allah, but they also said that the angels are females. Now, what could make them think that angels are females? Angels are neither male nor female. They are an entirely different species of their own. أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a question that, did they witness their creation? What is it that they could possibly make them think that they know about this? سَتُكْتَبُ شَهَادَتُمْ وَيُسْأَلُونَ. The testimony will be recorded and they will be questioned. So it doesn't rationally make sense, nor is there any traditional proof for their claim. Allah created the angels. These people were not there, yet they're claiming to know the gender of the angels. This, what they are saying, their testimony is being recorded, and when they are presented in the court of Allah, they will be questioned, why did you say such a thing, and from where did you say such a thing? Why did you say it, and from where did you get this idea? وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَانُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ. They will say, had Allah willed, had the merciful willed, we would not have worshipped them. So, using this, they have a very simplistic approach, saying that, you know what, had Allah willed, we would have not worshipped anything besides Him. Meaning that we are allowed to do it. If Allah is in control, you would have stopped us. So the fact that He hasn't stopped us shows that He doesn't have a problem with that. This was the مَالَمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. Allah says that they have no knowledge about this. إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. They are merely guessing. It's not true that nothing can happen without the will of Allah. That is the reality. But the fact that something has occurred, an evil has occurred, that in no way indicates that Allah is pleased with that. The entire world would become nothing, there would be no good, or there would be only good if only good was to happen, then, and no evil could happen without Allah allowing it, or without it being part of the pleasure of Allah, then no seed of evil whatsoever would be available. Every liar, every tyrant, every bloodshedder will say that if Allah had not willed, He would not have allowed me to commit this tyranny, this oppression. But that is not a valid excuse to say that simply because it's carrying on, that is a sign of the pleasure of Allah. Allah's will and His pleasure are not based on the rational principle. This is merely a conjecture on their behalf. أَمْ أَعْتَيْنَمْ كِتَابًا مِنْ قَبْلِي فَهُمْ بِمُسْلِمْسِكُونَ. What is it that these people are holding on? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did we give them any book before this to which they are still holding on? What is their proof to say that they can simply make up something and then hold fast onto that? بَلْ قَالُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةِ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ثَارٍ مُهْتَدُونَ. Rather, they say, we found our forefathers upon a certain way, and it is in their footsteps that we find ourselves guided. That this is, in the end, when they have no other proofs, they say, no, our forefathers, they were doing this, so that's why we have to do this. We cannot leave their way. We follow them blindly. وَكَذَلِكَ مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي قَرِيَةٍ نَذِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in like manner, whenever a warner was sent to any affluent people, قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا إِنَّا وَجِدْنَا أَبَانَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ. We found our forefathers in a separate way, and we simply following that way. They had no other backing to this, no other rational proof, no traditional proof, nothing whatsoever. Now our forefathers did it, that's why we're doing it. قَالَ أَوْلَوْ جِئْتُمْ يَهْدَى مِمَّا وَجَدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَبَاءَكُمْ. He said that to them that, even though I bring to you what is better, a better way than that which you found your forefathers on, this is certainly a far better way, believing in Allah, the perfect Tawheed. That is certainly a better way. قَالُوا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِكَافِرُونَ. They replied, we will not believe in what you have been sent with. No matter what, No matter how you explain it, whatever ways you use, you can exhaust yourself in endeavoring to explain it to us, but we will not accept it. That was their point in the end. We will insist in following the footsteps of our forefathers, no matter what. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we then took retribution from them. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ And now you see what the destiny of the liars were. What would be the end result of the liars? There would be nothing but ruin for them. No good will come for them whatsoever. There will be nothing to back them up in any way whatsoever. That is what awaits the liars in the end. So, that is the end result, and that is where it will all stop. Nothing further. In the end, we have to wait for the result to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, in these verses, explained that there is no rational proofs for what the kuffar had undertaken and their endeavors.